Lord, I need you.
Every hour I need. Jesus, oh God, how I need you.
Boldly I approach.
had something to match the emotion, but this came out of left field. It was a bulldozer moment. Bulldozer. But the person driving was special. That's all I know. I could see his bright orange hat. And I can speculate. I just get a sense of his spirit, the persistence of God's spirit.
I had a picture of, I don't know if it looks like what you put thread on, but it's, I don't know what that's called, but it looks more like a movie film projector circle thing, wheel, I guess, and it's full of, like thread, so it started out just all wound up, and it's just the thread at the beginning, and then it just begins to roll and goes, and it keeps going, and it just doesn't end, and it doesn't break, and it, and my impression actually is it's for each one of us, our relationship with the Lord, and the fact that we know Jesus and the gospel of Jesus Christ, and when we bring that message, there's an abundance that God wants to give us and use us to spread, and it can go further and further and deeper than we even can imagine.
At the end, felt like the passage in John 11, Lazarus had been dead, and Mary came to Jesus, and then it says, when Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. Where he lay, he asked, "Come and see, Lord," he replied, and Jesus wept. With the bulldozer and just something that you shared, we see that Jesus raises him from the dead. And so there is this amazing thing, he knew he would. And just seeing the everything coming together, the interpretations given and the emotion of the tongue, and I think tapping into what was happening is you're tapping into God's heart, like the emotion and of his heart, and there's death there, like Jesus sees the death in Lazarus, and he weeps, but he knows that he's going to overcome death as well. So you have it's comforting. Lord, I pray that you would give us your heart. I pray that we would weep with those who weep. our weeping wouldn't be void of hope. And even filled with the knowledge that you are going to conquer, and that you have conquered, but that you are going to move.
Eternally, lord, I have
nameless now I'm running home. By your blood I come, welcomed as your own, into the arms of majesty.
Lord, I need you to put on the new song, need to be ours. There's a, in one sense, there's a pleading to it, there's a recognition and a pleading. Lord, I do need you, but I feel Jesus also saying, but you can also use it as a proclamation, because those of us who believe in Him have Him living inside us, and so just to walk that out until we can proclaim, Lord, I need you.
Thank you.
Debbie Light.
It's funny, when Evelyn, the sometimes comes to me once or whatever, it doesn't happen very often that she comes like 2 times or whatever, and I'm like, she's actually doing a prophetic act, even though she's doing it because it's hungry. But there's that boldness and that I'm just going to go ask me about it. And I just love that. I just think it's such a picture of that freedom. He was just showing me, like, I was thinking, you know, in creation there's no cloud above the rain or the light shining up. And, you know, when it rains, there's clouds, right? And that's where the rain comes from. And then I felt him saying, yes, that you can't have my light without acknowledging the cloud. So in other words, like, repenting from, you know, that cloud, and then
there's no darkness in your eyes. There's no question in your mind, God Almighty. God of mercy. There's no hiding from your face. Driving in your grace, God have mercy, God Almighty, let there be light, open the eyes of the blind, purify in your fire, breathe in as we pray. Jesus, have your way. There's no borders. No division in your heart.
seasons risen should sing. Oppression turning to praise for every captive. Sing loud.
Julie, as you were talking about the cloud, I'm going to turn back to Kent because I was going back and forth between Let There Be Light and Transfiguration. And then, so I said, oh, okay, well, I know that Transfiguration is the next one because the first line is, from the cloud you speak. Well, that makes life easy.
To the high ground, to a clear. I
Father prayers and stuff.
Praise the Spirit.